With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Thousands of people show up for the first Kaboo Cayman Festival. Organizers say the event was sold out, but final numbers for the festival aren't in just yet. The two-day event included music, food, arts, and lots of people. There were a few hiccups for the first year. A rainy start delayed the initial VIP event. Internet access and mobile data issues were certainly a challenge, but there still appeared to be a strong turnout on both days of the event. Organizers say it was an excellent first year for the event, and Kaboo will be back in 2020. Celebrate Cayman's Deputy Executive Chairperson Marzita Bodden says it's the final stop for the display, which started its journey across Cayman last year, as Cayman celebrates the 60th anniversary of the adoption of its coat of arms. There is a special exhibition highlighting its creation and the story behind the design.
We think it's a great opportunity for people to look a bit more closely at the coat of arms itself. I mean, what's beautiful is that at this point, I think most people know what all the symbols mean and how they connect to the Cayman story. But the story of the coat of arms itself is quite a beautiful one. I think it's very telling about the people of the Cayman Islands at the time. You also can see very beautifully how the coat of arms was sort of the first domino in this line of events that made Cayman what it is today.
The display opens for public viewing at the Church of God Chapel in West Bay on Wednesday and will continue to be open for viewing until Saturday. Opening times are 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday to Friday and 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. And Friday was a big day at one of Cayman's local high schools. More from CIG TV's Donna Bush.
Well, hundreds of students who attend the Clifton Hunter High School in grades 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 in Northside visited the annual career fair held at their school on Friday. Close to 30 of the island's companies and organizations, including some 9 government entities, were represented. Staff shared details of the various careers available within their industries, and students were able to ask relevant questions with the aim of finding out more about the right path to take for their chosen careers.
CIG TV's Donna Bush reporting. In regional news, Turks and Caicos Weekly has reported that the Caribbean's leading tourism agency has released a comprehensive report on the region's tourism performance in 2018, as well as the outlook for this year. The report showed a massive influx of visitor arrivals to several islands in the Caribbean and a minor decrease of 700,000 overall, Canada outdoing the United States in visitors' arrivals for the region. Presenting the Caribbean Tourism Report to regional media at the Caribbean Tourism Organization's headquarters in Barbados was Ryan Skeet, the director of research and IT. He said that with a strong performance during the last 4 months of 2018, including a robust showing of countries impacted by the 2017 hurricanes, the evidence suggests that the Caribbean tourism product is on the upswing. He added that having registered declines during the first 8 months of the year, signs of a rebound emerged in September when the region recorded a 3% rise. The numbers in October confirmed the recovery with a healthy 11.8% growth, and by the end of the year, tourist arrivals in the last 4 months were up by almost 10%. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with David Austin. 7 MPs from the British opposition Labour Party have resigned over differences with the leadership on Brexit and a row over anti-Semitism. They'll sit in Parliament as a group of independent MPs. One of them told journalists the party had been hijacked by the far left. The Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has expressed disappointment at the decision. There's been new fighting in Indian-administered Kashmir, as tensions rise over last week's suicide bombing that killed more than 40 paramilitary police. Officials said 4 Indian soldiers, 2 militants and a civilian were killed in a gunfight during a search for those behind Thursday's attack. A Pakistan-based militant group has admitted carrying out the bombing. A leading Kurdish official in Syria has called for an international force to protect Kurdish fighters from Turkey once the Kurds' battle against the Islamic State group is over. Ankara views the Kurds as terrorists, and they fear for their future when all US forces are withdrawn from Syria, as President Trump has promised. BBC News.